Let's call this meeting of the Senate Community and Regional Affairs to order. Let the record reflect that it is 3:31 p.m. on Tuesday, March 25th. Present today are Senators Egan, Senators McKinnon, myself, Senator Bishop, and Senator Hoffman. Senator Stedman should be along shortly. I'd like to recognize the staff today, Christopher Dickwell from Senate Records, and Jonathan Shermer is our teleconference moderator. Committee staff here today is John Manley and Brittany Hutchinson. We know the cell phone drills. Today's meeting, we're going to hear for the second time SB 13 by Senator Wilkowski regarding the warrantless search of electronic data. Senator Wilkowski and Sarah, if you would please come up and put your name on the record and briefly review 13, Senate Bill 13, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Bill Wilkowski. I'm a state senator representing East Anchorage and Joint Base Amendorf Richardson. And with me is my intern, Sarah Evans. And we made the presentation to you last Thursday about the bill that concerns, it's a bill that prohibits the state or local municipalities or communities from assisting the federal government in what we've defined it as a federal data collection and surveillance agency in collecting telephone records and electronic data without a warrant. And this stems from concerns that we've heard from Alaskans and people, quite frankly, all across the country about inappropriate collection of eavesdropping and spying by the National Security Agency, NSA, on American citizens. And so we heard some support on Thursday. We also heard some concerns which were addressed in writing to you from some law enforcement agencies. There's another one which I believe you have from Anchorage Police Department. It's a similar concern. They all have the same concerns. And since that time, my office has, since Thursday, we've contacted, we've reached out to some of the law enforcement agencies. We've also spoken with the Department of Law, and we do not have consensus at this point from them. I don't know that we'll ever get consensus from the law enforcement agencies at this point. I don't think this bill does what they think it does. I was clear on the record in addressing Senator McKinnon's questions last week. It is not our intent to prohibit law enforcement from working with federal agencies in child pornography cases. What we're simply trying to do is to stop federal agencies, federal surveillance agencies, like the NSA, from conducting these sorts of inappropriate, illegal, unconstitutional activities. We don't think the state should be supporting that at all. So I understand where law enforcement is coming from, and I guess I've stated very clearly for the record that this is not intended in any way, shape, or form to prohibit their activities in fighting child pornography cases or their other legitimate law enforcement activities. And the definition that we use is a definition that we took from Texas and Nevada, where they're pursuing similar type of legislation. There's similar type of legislation being pursued in 17 different states. The definition is similar in a number of those to what we're using today, Mr. Chairman. I guess it's up to the committee at this point. The bill has another hearing, another referral to the Judiciary Committee. I'd be happy to work with law enforcement in Judiciary. I'm on that committee to try to tighten that definition even more. And I think the dispute really is, what's the definition of a federal data collection and surveillance agency? And they've had this fight in other states. They've had this fight in Montana. They've had it in Utah. They've had it in Texas over that definition. And ultimately, it's a policy call. And, you know, I've stated very clearly for the record that it's not our intent to stop legitimate law enforcement activities. But, you know, we can continue to work with the law enforcement agencies and try to find that, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Questions from committee members? We're going to take some public comment. If I don't see any questions from committee members, and I believe we have some people in the room. I do have one offline. I'd like to go ahead and take that one first. And that would be Stuart Thompson from Meadow Lakes representing self, and he wants to testify. Stuart, can you hear us?
Yes, I can, sir.
Please state your name for the record, and please continue with your testimony.
Sure. Here's my preamble as requested. I salute the chairman and members of the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee. I am Stuart Thompson, a citizen residing in Senator Huggins' district. I am supplementing my testimony from March 19th in support of SB 13 on behalf of myself. Start of my 3 minutes prepared testimony. In the last hearing, concerns were expressed about SB 13 impeding investigation of child abuse, child pornography, and internet stalking of children. It was also noted that several police organizations categorically opposed the bill. And naturally, Alaska's OCS probably opposes it too, if asked. All this raises three constitutionally critical questions that your oaths of office compel you to examine. They follow. Does OCS and police discretion in pursuit of public safety permit them to override provisions of the U.S. and Alaska constitutions just on their own unsupervised judgment? And if so, where in these those constitutions or authorized law is that discretion granted them? A reverse vector question is, do OCS and police rules and regulations governing their conduct and investigatory procedures take precedence over our constitutions and authorized law? Such matters are central to what is called rule of law. Let me illustrate the problem in another way. Right now, elements of the U.S. government are insisting that disallowing writs of habeas corpus and permitting torture are necessary in the war on terror to protect the American people. First, somehow they claim knowledge and ability to discern the guilty or dangerous parties, so civilized protection and redress against frivolous or unwarranted surveillance, arrest, interrogation, and incarceration is unnecessary. Yet they are the ones accountable for the intelligence failures that permitted 9/11 and other terror successes. In other words, if they are so capable of knowing so much, so accurately, why is terrorism possible? Second, the inability of torture to serve public safety and justice is so well known in human history that our founders enacted the Fifth Amendment forbidding people from being forced to self-incriminate themselves. If territory is so good and authorities are so good at choosing who to torture, why hasn't America long since scrapped the Fifth Amendment in its war on crime in the name of protection of people and kids? Proper development and training on regulations that permit successful OCS and police activity without violating supreme law is what Alaska's legislature should be demanding of Alaska's executive branch. Even I can easily describe computer programming strategies that aid in tracking child pornography, etc., that does just that. If OCS and our police are so desperate as to need or condone methods foreign and forbidden to our system of government and its successful parts, they should be investigated and put under surveillance. I recommend that the Alaska legislature issue a subpoena on Alaska's OCS and law enforcement agencies to fully examine their regulations and procedures on surveillance and investigation, along with, apparently, why they are turning a blind eye to federal government lawbreaking. Good luck on your deliberations. I am faxing in this testimony for your use.
Thank you. Thank you, Stuart. And I don't see anybody else online, but we have Officer Sell, I think. Did you want to testify?
Yes, Chair.
Please come forward. And I'd like the record to reflect that Senator Stedman has been with us for almost 12 minutes. He came in right after we gaveled in. It's my fault. He was only 30 seconds late, just to be accurate.
Good afternoon. My name is Chris Sell, and I'm the Vice President of the Alaska Peace Officers Association, which represents a registered 920 law enforcement members. Not all wear badges. Some are in support services. We considered this bill as a board and came to the consensus that we do not support the bill. In Alaska, local law enforcement works very closely with our federal partners. Often our FBI partners are on the perimeter on drug calls with us. We work cases side by side, and depending on what comes up in the case and the facts of the case, then we make the decision about who will likely be able to prosecute the case most effectively. This usually comes into play with drug cases and sex trafficking cases, child pornography cases, where the case originally comes to the attention of local law enforcement, but then the facts of the case make it more appropriate for federal prosecution. Sometimes the federal prosecutor then declines the case and we go back to looking at it as potentially a state case. So it's a very fluid environment. When we're working with our federal partners, we're always trying to work out the best situation for the public in protecting their interests. So we feel this bill potentially, looking at what it says, maybe not what it was meant to say about the NSA. I actually don't know anybody with the NSA. Maybe that's part of their secrecy. But the people that I'm working with are the FBI, NOAA, the Forest Service, many of whom I went to the academy with and trained with, and we work cases together and try and do the best we can for the public. And I think this potentially drives an unnecessary wedge between us. If I collect something like text messages or emails from a victim or from somebody who's giving a tip about drug work, and then I'm told because the feds don't have a warrant for that, I can't share my legally obtained information with them for a federal prosecution, potentially only hurts your constituents, the public. So I would ask you to consider what this bill is actually saying. I understand the author said that this is about the CIA and the NSA. I also don't know anyone with the CIA, just on the record. But potentially it could harm Alaska law enforcement because we do work so closely with the feds. And sometimes there's not very many of us out there on the rivers and highways of Alaska, and I would ask that you not drive an unnecessary wedge into our partnership.
Any questions, committee members? Seeing none, thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else in the room would like to testify? Would you like to come forward and testify, sir? I didn't have your...
Even if you don't.
For the record, my name is Rodney Dial. I'm a lieutenant with the Department of Public Safety. I mainly came here today to just observe. I'd be happy to answer questions or relay some of the concerns that the department has with this legislation.
Please do.
Mr. Chairman, the department certainly appreciates the changes to the bill that narrow the scope. However, we have some concerns. And we would prefer that the legislation specify by name the agencies to exclude or the agencies that are not part of this legislation. Most federal law enforcement agencies can obtain some electronic data with a subpoena and not a warrant. And we're concerned that this bill would limit our ability to assist in complex joint investigations. One of the comments that our intel unit made to me when we were reviewing this bill was that they said if the FBI was working in a narcotics case and submitted a request for information to the department asking for information that we have about a suspect, we would be concerned that we'd have to ensure that they did not come about the suspect's name by warrantless monitoring of electronic data. So we do have a few minor concerns with this legislation, and if it was more closely tailored or if it could specify just the NSA or the CIA, that would be helpful.
Thank you. Questions from committee?
Mr. Chairman, just a comment, on a bill, hopefully we polish things up. I'm personally not too interested in jeopardizing our kids any more than they already have to be subjected to, and so I'm not very favorable on loosening restrictions if it's going to make it easier for the child pornography type folks to function and get around. We've had several arrests in my district the last several years, one of which was a past mayor in Ketchikan. It went on for years. And frankly, the community found it appalling. So I think the tighter we have those type of issues, the better off society is. And I'd also like to add, that the law enforcement agencies throughout Southeast have been doing a very good job the last few years, ratcheting up the pressure on the drug industry. And I've had several big busts for us on small communities, from Juneau to Ketchikan over to Sitka. I don't want to tie their hands. So if we move this bill, I'd like to see the committee polish it up a little bit and make sure the law enforcement agencies are on board with it. Rather than, I noticed there's no fiscal note, so our illustrious chairman wouldn't have the ability to hold it because she won't get her hands on it. So anyway, that's my thoughts. I don't like eavesdropping any more than anybody else, but I like the ability of the law enforcement agencies to have access to some of this data to deal with internet cybercrime.
Okay. Thank you for the comments, Senator Stubbins. Senator Hoffman, any comments, sir? All right. Anybody else? So before you go, sir, I got one. I want to come back and ask you one question again. So you would like the department, not you, the state, the department, would like to see the definitions tightened up to specifically name?
Mr. Chairman, when we discussed the possible implications of this legislation, and that includes the fact that we tend to get between 15 and 30 requests for information per month from federal agencies, and when we thought about how we could make this legislation better, one suggestion was that if this was designed to specifically prevent eavesdropping by certain agencies, then that would make it better if those agencies were specified by name in this legislation. Then that way it would make things a little bit easier for us to try to determine if an agency that we're working with obtained their information about a suspect by a means other than a search warrant.
Okay, thank you. Brief it is. Back on the record, if there's no other questions from committee members, I'd like to, Senator, if you'd like to come back and say that to the podium, please. I think you got the drift of where we're going to go here, but I would like to see the sponsor work on language with law enforcement before we move the bill forward, please, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple points, and there's probably a reason this hasn't passed in any state in the country yet, and this is exactly the core of it, is how do you define what the federal agency is in a way that includes the NSA but doesn't include the FBI and some of the other organizations that we want our law enforcement to work with. We heard the request from law enforcement about naming the agencies. I don't think that's something we can realistically do, legally do, because it could be the NSA. I mean, there could be other organizations that are involved in doing this. And so there could be future organizations that could evolve that could have a different name. So I think naming the organizations proves legally tricky. We thought about that and just didn't think it was realistic. On the issue of collecting text messages and emails from victims, I don't see any reason why this bill changes that. I don't think it does change that at all. And as I had mentioned before, I don't think this covers child pornography, quite frankly. I think the definition of federal data collection and surveillance agencies doesn't cover that. But I understand where the committee is going, Mr. Chairman. We're happy to work with law enforcement. I don't know that we'll ever get a product that they agree with. And I certainly respect their position. I just don't know that we're ever going to get a product that law enforcement agrees with, because there's never been a product that law enforcement has agreed with in any state in the country that I'm aware of on a bill like this.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions? I'd like to close public comment as well right now. Thank you, Senator Sarah. I thought you did a marvelous job rolling out your first bill.
Thank you, Senator.
And hearing any other comments from the committee members? Hearing none. Nothing else to come before the committee today. with that, I'd...
Set the bill aside for the review.
Yeah, we're going to set it aside. The sponsors, I think, pretty clear on where we're going to try to go here to try to get some information back, working with law enforcement and trying to define, make those definitions. And with that, I will adjourn today's meeting of the Community Regional Affairs, Senate Community Regional Affairs, and gavel out at 3:50.